Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. My name is Jaylana Stevette, the author, and this is Sex and the Single Girl blog. It's getting spicy up here as the season is winding down. We are in like episode 20 of season one. I've got about a couple more weeks to wind up the season, and it's going to be some little twists and turns towards the end. You're going to be a little bit surprised about that. But I want to thank you so much for your support. I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been such a blessing. It's been amazing to me. I hope it has been amazing to you. I hope you have been entertained. I hope you've been able to laugh it out during this COVID season. Let's keep it real. Some of y'all been in the house and can't get out. So may this have been some sort of entertainment to you. And if it has, talk about it. Get on the phone and talk about it with your girlfriends. If you a guy and you getting some, you know, some little eroticism going in some of the excerpts or whatever, get on the phone, tell your guy friends. I just want these listeners, I'm telling you, but I've been really blessed and fortunate for the ones who have actually been out here listening. So I'm hoping that you're entertained. But anywho, you can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette. I also have an author page that is growing by leaps and bounds every day. Jaylana Stevette, the author, where I have all of my updates, all of my pictures, my risky pictures and erotic photos and everything else you can imagine, what's going on with me, upcoming events, etc. You can also follow me on Instagram at Jaylana_Stevette, where I keep it nice and hot for you. You can also follow me on Twitter at JStevette, where it's even hotter. Okay? And then you can go to my website at www.jaylanastevette.com for information on Jaylana Stevette, the author, on my book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, where it's spicy, it's urban erotica at its finest, the urban 50 shades. I'm not saying it, it's the people on my that are actually reading my book and are leaving reviews. So, hey, it is what it is, but I'm grateful for that as well. So, my book is available on Barnes & Noble and also on Amazon and anywhere else that books are sold. I even saw that it's on Walmart's website, okay? Walmart.com. You can go get this book, all right? So when I say anywhere books are sold, I mean it with my whole heart. Anywhere that books are sold, and that's a blessing as well. But let's get right back to it. Why am I meeting so many African men? What? Part two. Yes. So, we talked about Adam in part one. So let's just get right to it. We're going to meet Saki in part two. So without further ado, why am I meeting so many African men? Part two. Okay, sissy, we're done. So let's move on to what's his name? Siki, Rafiki, Saki. Ooh, Saki to me, Saki. Okay, this should be interesting. More like, no Saki to me and leave me alone. Girl, you are crazy. Well, I sure can't wait to hear this. I met Saki at a car show out of town. He recognized me right away from one of my social media photos and wanted to formally introduce himself. Saki was standing in front of a silver Mercedes with all the trimmings. He smiled big at me, and it reminded me of Big. Saki was an average height man, and he didn't have much of an African accent because he told me he moved here when he was 8. He was dripping in jewelry and was wearing designer from head to toe. Saki approached me with a certain level of swag that definitely had me intrigued. Well, hey, Miss Lady, I am so honored. Wow. Can I help you? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bombard your space, but do you think I could get a pic with you? You're Jaylana Stevette, right? I was a little taken back. I know that I was beginning to get a lot of recognition in my own hometown, but I was hundreds of miles away. It's amazing how the World Wide Web connects us. I came back to the conversation and I said with confidence, as a matter of fact, I am. Yeah, I first saw you on Instagram. Then I started watching your live videos. You pretty dope. You wild, lady. But I like that. You free. That's a quality, man, that a man rarely sees in beautiful women these days. I smiled, and we talked a little longer and exchanged numbers. We kept in touch via text and FaceTime over the weeks to come. I also liked the fact that he had an iPhone. That's just the bougie part of me, you know what I'm saying? iPhone, FaceTime, but anywho, as luck would have it, Saki was coming to a nearby city for a town hall meeting he was conducting. He invited me to be his overnight guest. And you can imagine that Boo Boo Kitty's excitement as we prepare for her latest conquest. Jaylana, today's the big day. We get to meet Saki. Ooh, meow. Kitty, don't start that shit. What? Saying meow is like a superstition. Meow. If I don't do it, things can go really, really bad. You mean like the time you recently said meow and Jaquan interrupted the get down with Mike? Remember that? Why are you bringing up the past, Jay? Let bygones be bygones. Listen, we have been very good up until now. We both need to let off a little steam. And besides, we still had fun with Mike, didn't we? I agreed. I packed my overnight bag and met Saki at an exclusive hotel in a nearby town. Saki had room service ordered to his suite along with a bottle of champagne. He was going all out to impress. After a few glasses of champagne and bomb-ass conversation, Saki got right down to business. He wasn't much of a kisser, which was a big disappointment for me. His head game was amazing, though, and had me eagerly anticipating what was next. When Saki positioned himself behind me, I braced myself for what would happen next. The bed creaked and creaked and creaked. And unfortunately, that was the only sound that I was making in that bedroom that night. And let me take a pause here. When the sex is good, the bed creaks. But Boo Boo Kitty sings. And Jaylana hollers. So, it was silent as the lambs, besides the creaking of the bed. Yeah, girl. Yeah. Damn, girl. You wet as fuck. Yeah. Ooh, this shit is good. Damn, baby. Why ain't you saying nothing? I wanted to say, because this is some whack ass shit. Oh, damn, baby. It feel good, don't it? Oh, 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 shit. Damn, baby. That was good, wasn't it? Damn, you wild. You wild, girl. I thought we came together. Nah, I didn't come at all. Huh? What? It's been a long day. Good night. Damn, Jay. You left that nigga hanging like that? Kamara, yes, girl. What the what, sissy? Girl, I wish I knew. So in essence, Saki no fucky? Or perhaps, Saki no Saki to me? Or maybe, Saki no fucky but Saki. Y'all bitches are not right for that. I hate it here. I love y'all, but I fucking hate it here, I swear. So, what conclusion have you come to African men considering there's Big, there's Adam, and there's Saki no fucky? Yeah, good question, sissy. Well, it's definitely like you said, Tammy. There can be some distinct cultural differences. Yeah, and it takes a lot to understand their culture. And it's not for everybody. Well, it definitely ain't for me. I don't care how much money is being thrown at me. I make my own money. If he can't match that, then well played, sis. Well played. So how is the build on that new house of yours going anyway? It's going well, Tammy. Thank you for asking. As a matter of fact, I close next month. OMG, that is so exciting. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, thank you. It's all coming together. And my friend Damien has really been supportive. Damien, who's that? He's a guy I've been seeing. I think he actually might be my boyfriend. Bitch, what? That's a whole other story for another day. Oh, girl, you never told me what happened at that cigar event you went to a few weeks ago. Yeah, sissy. How was that? It was crazy in a weird way. So when I got there to meet Sheree, you'll never guess who was already there sitting at the table. Oh, hell no, not Jaquan. Bitch, he would not be at a woman's event. Yeah, you're right. So who was it? You'll never guess, so I'm gonna tell you. Monique. And to be honest, the vibe was hella weird. I told you that bitch was on some weird shit lately. There are two sides to this divorce story, sissy. I agree, Tammy. I bet if you call Keisha, that bitch will have a tea. Indeed, Kamara. Indeed. Listen, y'all. Listen. Her divorce situation is not my business, nor my problem. But what she asked me to do after that event crossed some very unnecessary lines. Well, damn, girl. You got to give us the tea. Did you know Monique was going to be there? How did Sheree and Monique even know each other? Was it some kind of setup? Girl, listen. Let me tell you two what happened, and you two can decide. All I will say is this town we live in is very small, and it's not surprising who knows who, or is it surprising who knows who? Girl, that sounds like some 6 degrees of separation type shit. Believe me, it was. Kamara and Tammy listened intently as I spilled the tea of what went down several weeks before.